But you know, Bush, B-U-S-H, was really originally B-U-S-C-H. It was German.
Very common name.
That's right. Yeah. Very common name. Mm-hmm. And but I started to tell you, in my mother's house, she used to have a habit of having pictures and put them between pages of a magazine. Well, after she went in the nursing home, Wig Year and his silly wife moved into my mother's house, she just proceeded to take all that those magazines and throw them out. And in one of those magazines was a picture of the first courthouse that Cousin Smiley Bush and old man Jim Bush, who was my grandfather, built and gave to the county. A little wooden courthouse. The picture of it with Cousin Smiley and old Dr. Wilkin, not our Dr. Wilkin, but his father, and Jim Bush were standing out in front of the courthouse. And I remember seeing that picture as I was coming up. And so when they were getting all this stuff up by Nellie, Agnes Michael said to me, Juanita, haven't I heard you say, and something about, I said, yeah, it's up there somewhere. We went up there and we went through everything there and we never did find that picture. But see, I knew about the picture. I can see it now. I can see those, you know how they used to take pictures of tintype, how they'd stand and they were standing out there. And Grandpa Bush had a little goatee beard and Cousin Smiley had a hat kind of, I can just see that picture. Yeah, he had a mustache. And so that picture, I'd give anything in the world for that picture, and it's lost forever. Mm-hmm. And then the courthouse that burned, my father came to Miller County to build that courthouse, met my mother, and married her. At the time, my mother was engaged to Dr. Hayes, because mm-hmm. my grandfather had educated Dr. Hayes. Dr. Hayes started working. He was a late child, that his parents were going through a change of life, and he was born. And they didn't have any money. They were out in the country, just, you know, nothing at all. So Grandpa Bush thought Dr. Hayes showed some promise of being smart. He worked there in this store, grocery store, whiskey store, and whatever they had, that Grandpa Bush's store. Mama said, they were not allowed to go downtown, especially on the weekend, and go by even her father's store, because ladies just didn't get out on the streets, you know, like that. Anyway, Grandpa Bush took Dr. Hayes and let him work there and then sent him to school, paid for his education. And as long as Dr. Hayes lived, he never charged my grandma, Miss Laura. He loved Miss Laura with a devotion, and that she'd get, as she grew older, she had intestinal flu and she couldn't digest the food like pork chops and sweet potatoes and collard greens and cornbread. But that's the kind of food she liked. And everybody in my grandmother's house, she had a table from here to that table. And everybody that came to town went by Miss Laura Bush's to eat. And they had chicken stew, fried chicken, beef roast, pork chops, cornbread, sweet potatoes, this kind of pie, and that, this was every day for lunch.
Peas, beans,
whatever. And they all came by, because my grandfather was in politics all those years, and she was used to that. And a pile of blacks there, and they'd cook all this stuff. I can remember her out in the yard in a wash pot, one of those black wash pots, cooking lye harmony. Corn, and then they would eat it. But see, I never could quite go that. I didn't know what it was, but I didn't want it. I didn't want it. But anyway,
you can buy it now in the can.
Yeah, you can buy it. But I would leave my mother's house. My grandfather built his three girls three houses. The house next to him, and that was the old Drake house. That was a Temp's house. It was Aunt Temp's house. Then the house next to that was my mother's house. My father built that, but Grandpa paid for it. And then over there where Laverne and Jim Tom lived was Aunt Nanny's house. And he gave them all a farm and a house. Well, I tell you what, my father knew about as much about farming as a fill a thimble. He was a contractor and an architect. He was a builder. And we lived in Montezuma, Georgia, and everybody up there was rich on peaches. Peach farms, I mean, there wasn't any poor people up there, they were all rich. Papa thought, boy, I'm gonna have me some of that. So he persuades my mother to sell her farm and her house, mortgaged it rather, and got enough money to buy him a peach farm. Well, he had the peach farm 3 years. The first year, that's the biggest gamble in the world anyway, is farming, especially with something as perishable as peaches. The first year, they had the brown rot and all of them fell off the ground because everybody else there had money, background, to weather these bad years. Mm-hmm. He didn't. And he was building the Methodist Church is what we were doing there. The next year, it rained and rotted all the peaches and they fell off the ground. And the next year, is that the baby?